Hey, hey, welcome to Following the Truth. Come on in, make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimak. I am so glad that you and me can spend the next 30 minutes hanging out, talking about Jesus, and building one another up. And let me explain by what I mean by that. If you're like me, we're at this point in Lent and in this coronavirus pandemic when we're starting to get a little antsy. Am I right? You know, you're starting to lose your focus, starting to get a little frustrated, starting to get maybe a little grouchy. I'm not saying anything, you know, I'm not pointing fingers, but again, if you're like me, we might be getting at that point. And I thought to that point, and I thought today would be a good day to really try to refocus ourselves. I don't know what the weather is like in your area here in South Jersey. It's a little dreary out. It's actually really dreary out, kind of cold. And I'm just struggling today a little bit, and I figured you might be in the same boat. So let's try to refocus ourselves. I have some ideas. I think I know where the Spirit wants me to go today, and I'm just glad you can be with me. I'm glad you're able to spend time with me on this show. And just as a reminder, this program airs Monday through Friday. You can get it from any of your favorite podcast outlets. The first place to get it, if you want to get it as soon as it comes out, is from Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. And then shortly after I upload it to Blog Talk Radio, it goes out to iTunes and to TuneIn Radio and all the other podcast sources. But obviously, the first place, if you want to get it right away, is to go right to Blog Talk Radio. And you can sign up to subscribe to the show. And I think the way it works is you'll get an email notification whenever the new program gets uploaded. So I'll tell you, the easiest way to find out about this program, to get you directly to the Blog Talk Radio site, as well as to find out about my weekly program, The Gary Zimak Show, is to go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, and you just go to the radio page. You'll be able to click on the appropriate button to go where you need to go to find out what it is you need to do to subscribe and to download the shows. But if you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right? I am ready to pray. How about you? Let's pray. You know, this is perfect because our Give Up Worry for Lent Bible meditation today has to do with this. So I think it's important that we start our show off with prayer, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it when we do our Give Up Worry for Lent meditation. Sound good? All right. Like you're going to say no, right? Even if you do, we're going to do it anyway. Oh, man. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we're so grateful that we can speak to you in prayer. Wow, Lord, this has been some Lent. Lord, we need a little encouragement today. We need you to help us along in this journey, in this really unexpected, unprecedented Lenten journey. Help us, Lord. We're nearing the end of Lent. We're heading into Holy Week in a few days. But man, so many of us are losing steam. We're starting to lose a bit of our momentum. Our focus is wandering. Please, Jesus, keep us back on track. We know that as Christians, we're supposed to follow you. So please lead us where we need to go. Jesus, we ask you to have mercy on all of us, on our entire world. Many people who are suffering greatly, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Grant us an extra portion of your grace. And Jesus, pour out your Spirit upon us this day. Draw us closer to you and to your Father. Help us to be able to let the Holy Spirit work in our lives. We pray, Lord, for an end to the coronavirus. You can do this, Lord. We trust your timing, but we ask you to miraculously stamp out the coronavirus. Keep us and our families safe. Protect us from financial difficulties right now in this challenging time. And Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you. Please transform us with the help of your Spirit into your image during this Lenten season, so that when we finish Lent and begin the 7-week celebration of Easter, we look like you. I know that's a tall order, Lord, but you can do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for answering us. Thank you for your presence in our lives. And thank you, Lord, for your peace that you give us. Jesus, we pray for these things in your name, through the intercession of your blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I don't know where you are in terms of your journey, but I don't know. I've talked to several people today, and I saw a good priest friend of mine talking about this on the internet, talking about, like, we are nearing more or less the end of Lent, but it's the thing that happens. We've been blindsided by the coronavirus thing, many of us, and we can lose our focus. I'm getting that feeling, and again, I'm feeling it. I just don't have it today, but I know what I need to do. I'm just, you know, just physically, I'm just a little off today. I'm not sick or anything. Don't panic about that, but I'm just a little tired. Again, I think the weather has something to do with it. I think the fact that we're nearing the end of Lent, or, you know, the home stretch, Holy Week, sometimes you just run out of gas a little bit. And that's when we turn to the Lord and just tap into his power. So let's do that together, and let's not lose our focus. And I think that's the main key. That's the thing that the Spirit's really putting on my heart today. Let's not lose our focus. Lent is about conversion. Lent is about that metanoia, that turning away from sin, turning toward the Lord, an internal change. And with so many of us going crazy, just wanting to get out of the house, we can lose that focus. So let's get it back today. Let's start by looking at the Give Up Worry for Lent meditation. And this ties in so nicely with what I said at the beginning of the show, the fact that we prayed. Today's meditation, day 35, Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, Luke 5:16. But Jesus withdrew to the wilderness and prayed. How powerful is that? Did you ever wonder about that? You know, I think that's one of those verses that I just wrote about this on Facebook, on the Give Up Worry for Lent Facebook page. It's one of those verses that we sometimes just brush aside. Like, oh yeah, Jesus prayed. That's great. You know, let's move on. Of course he prayed. But I don't know about you, but that's a verse that always bothered me, thinking that what the heck is Jesus praying about, right? He can do anything. What's he praying for? And a lot of us fall into that trap, that way of thinking that prayer is, maybe some people need prayer, not everybody needs prayer. But look, if Jesus is praying, you better believe you and me, we need prayer a heck of a lot more than he did. But prayer, in order to understand that, we got to really take a look at what prayer is. Prayer is not just asking God for things. That's an important aspect of prayer. And God wants us to turn to him with our needs. He really does. He wants us to turn to him frequently. But prayer is a relationship. It is our relationship. It's really practicing our relationship, or exercising our relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In prayer, we talk to God. God talks to us. You know, that's part of this relationship. We spend time with one another. That's how the relationship grows. If we don't do that, the relationship's not going to grow. I think our basic understanding of prayer, which many of us acquired when we were really young and we've never moved past that, is that if I need something, I ask God for it. That's prayer. But that's only one element of prayer. There are different kinds of prayers. You know, the old ACTS, ACTS, the acronym, Adoration, Contrition, Thanksgiving, and Supplication, four different types of prayers. I mean, prayer, it can be, there are many different kinds of prayers, but really it is that channel of communication between us and God. And sometimes we will speak to a saint, such as the Blessed Mother or Saint Joseph or our favorite saint, with the intention that the saint is going to intercede for us and take the request to God. We're not praying to saints. Sometimes we use the language, it's a little confusing. We are praying through them, or through their, we're asking for their help. Just as when I ask you to pray for me and you ask me to pray for you, that's the same type of thing that we do when it comes to the saints. But essentially, when we pray, it's a communication, two-way communication between God and us. Now, when we just read that verse from Scripture, from John's Gospel, that Jesus withdrew to the wilderness and prayed. I'm sorry, Luke's Gospel, Jesus withdrew to the wilderness and prayed. The Lord, through his Holy Spirit, inspired Luke to write that. So essentially what just happened is the Holy Spirit is telling you and me, Jesus took time. He made a conscious decision to go to a quiet place, the wilderness, away from the distractions, and pray. So to me, that's the Spirit saying, Gary, you better do the same thing. It's a reminder. And that's what Lent is all about. We are essentially in the desert for the 40-day period of Lent. We took that we departed from the world, you know, in a figurative sense, not a literal sense. But actually, it's a lot more literal than any of us expected when we started Lent. And we're trying to clear our lives a little bit, to simplify our lives from all the distractions and spend time in prayer. And through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, the three pillars of Lent, we're trying to grow closer to Jesus. But even more importantly, we're trying to become like Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's our goal in life, or should be our goal in life. We are to be transformed into Jesus through the working of the Holy Spirit. Like for some people like me, that requires a big undertaking by the Holy Spirit. But look, the Holy Spirit's up for the job. We shouldn't get down on ourselves saying, oh yeah, I'm a failure, I'll never be a good person. No. Each one of us is called to be a saint. We're called to be a saint living in heaven with God forever. That's what we're called to do. And that begins here. That process begins here. So Lent is a period of purification. We're letting the Holy Spirit work on us to change us from the inside out, so that we begin to resemble Jesus. And that's why it's important to understand the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because that's what we should look like. And as a reminder, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control. And if you start to show those fruits, you're looking like Jesus, right? That's a goal. It should be the goal for each of us. Prayer is important. Make sure you don't stop praying. What about if you don't feel like praying? All the more reason to pray. I was just thinking about this today. There are times that I don't feel like praying, and I wrote about this again on Facebook, that I am the type of person who likes to control things. I mean, that's the way I am. And if I have work to do, and I've been really busy lately, I've been doing a lot of writing, a lot of radio, which is a good thing because I know there's a need for my work right now. It's hard for me sometimes to pull myself away to pray. Sometimes during the 3 o'clock hour, the hour of mercy, I mean, I really like to make time for the Stations of the Cross, which is what Jesus told St. Faustina in the Divine Mercy message. It's very important. It really gives him a lot of consolation when we spend some time doing the Stations of the Cross, and I like to pray a chaplet of Divine Mercy during the hour of mercy. I don't always do it, though. Things come up, family obligations, but I think the dangerous thing, the thing I got to be careful about, is work sometimes gets in the way. And since I work at home and I'm always at work because I'm an evangelist, this is what I do, it's kind of my life, you know, I have to tear myself away from my work, from my deadlines, in order to spend time with the Lord. And I recommend that you do that too. You don't want to go crazy with it. And that's the thing. That's the struggle that I have. That's the challenge I have, is that I never know how much time to spend in prayer, because I'm always thinking, well, I could probably do a little bit more. But God wants us to get our work done. He knows we have family responsibilities too. So you don't want to go crazy about it, but you need to give him, we all need to give him some time each day in prayer to just communicate with him and to keep that encounter fresh. Otherwise, the relationship doesn't grow. And to pray for the grace to get the work done. You know, that's an important thing. We want to work. We want to do our work. We want to work hard. But we want to always lean on the Lord and realize that He's the one inspiring us to do any work, whatever it is that we do. Not just for people who do what I do and who share the gospel for their job, but every one of us is called, whatever work we do, to work for the Lord. All right, so keep that in mind. Prayer is important. Jesus prayed. We need to pray, especially when you start to feel a little burned out. And with that in mind, I wanted to talk about the first reading from today's Daily Mass, Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. It kind of hit me, as Father Larry Richards would say, like a two by four between the eyes today when I was reading this. There's a lot of meanings to this. It's from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. let me read it, and then we'll chat more about it. It's Numbers 21, verses 4 through 9. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. Man, I don't think they're happy. Wait, is that just me, or do they seem like they're not happy? They're grumbling. They're fed up. We're going to pause here. There's more of this reading, but I just want to pause to talk a little bit about this. So the Israelites are on the road to freedom. They're leaving Egypt. They are heading to the Promised Land. So they're being taken, led out of slavery by Moses. A really good thing. I mean, this is a good thing. They're on a journey. And while they're on this journey, all of a sudden, their patience is worn out by the journey. And that's why when I read this today, I said, yes, I'm feeling a little worn out today. I'm getting a little tired. I'm getting a little tired of being cooped up in the house. I love my family, but it's really, you know, it gets difficult to have to think about every little thing you do. Am I going to get the coronavirus by touching this or that, or going, you know, out to the store? Got to be careful. And let's be honest, there's no end in sight. We don't know when this thing is going to end. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea. And I think if I knew that in another 2 weeks, it was going to be finished. That's it. It's done. April 15th, no more coronavirus. Then this would be a lot easier to take. But the fact that it's open-ended, just like the Israelites experienced, makes it difficult. Because any problem is made worse when you think or when you don't know when it's going to end, right? If you have an illness, some kind of chronic illness, if you're unemployed, if you're very lonely, and you don't know when your misery, your suffering will come to an end, it can intensify the suffering if you're not careful. And I think that's, for a lot of us, we're feeling that right now. We're feeling that cabin fever. We're feeling that fear. And it's okay to be afraid of this. It's okay to experience fear. This coronavirus thing, this is serious business. This is real. This is a real threat. Now, look, I'm not trying to scare you, but I just want to keep it real. And let's talk about this. Let's address it. Let's look fear in the eyes and say, yeah, this is scary. However, this is where we need to take control of our thoughts, take control of our actions, and stop projecting into the future and playing the what-if game. And this is, I have to force myself to do this. And we've got to stop the complaining, because it doesn't do any good. It's okay to turn your complaint into a prayer and give it to the Lord, but try to be positive about it. Like, Lord, I'm getting really tired, but I'm fed up. I'm frustrated. This is not fun. This hurts. But, Lord, I know you know best. Please help me to have greater trust in you. I unite my suffering with yours, Jesus. Please help those other people who are suffering. Give me the grace that I need to endure for as long as I need to. You know, that kind of thing. Because then your grumbling isn't so much grumbling as it is praying. You're asking the Lord for relief. But the Israelites were getting fed up because they didn't like the food. You know, here's a funny story. Oh, by the way, beverage du jour. I forgot to mention it today. I've got a mug of tea. I turned, I saw my mug, and I said, Gary, you forgot to mention the beverage, but I hope you have your beverage and your snack. It's slim pickings in the Zimak household. We're hurting a little bit for food, but we're going to be getting some in the near future. I mean, we've got plenty of food, but we just don't have the food that I like. You know, I got this sweet tooth, and today, after lunch, Eileen and I were having our lunch, and I'm dipping into the box of cereal for my little dessert. I need something a little sweet after my sandwich, so I'm having some cereal. I'm picking out a cereal, a box of Lucky Charms, and that was my dessert. And you know what? I'm kind of unhappy. I'm embarrassed to say that, but I like a little cake or something, or some cookies. We got nothing right now. Again, that's not critical for us. We've got the food we need to survive, But I get where the Israelites are coming from. They're just fed up. You know, they want the chocolate cake. They want the good food. They like the turkey with gravy. I'm making myself hungry. I don't want to go down this road. I'm going to get hungry. But, you know, we all do that. I liked it when I could get takeout. I liked when I could go to McDonald's or something, you know? And now I'm limited. I can't do that. And I don't like it. It hurts. But that's where we can pause and say, okay, wait a minute. Jesus, please help me. Help me to remember that life isn't all about joy or experiencing comfort while I'm on earth. You know, sometimes we get trapped in that way of thinking. And that's why this is a good meditation for Lent, because Lent is that time to recognize how many times we stoop to the earthly pleasures to get us comfort, when maybe we should give the Lord a little chance to give us the peace or the joy that we're looking for. Again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with eating a nice piece of cake or watching TV. That's good. God created these things for us to enjoy them. But when these things become our sole source of pleasure or our major source of pleasure, we got to really take a look at our lives, and Lent's a good time to do that. So really, I understand where the Israelites are coming from. They're losing sight of the big picture, and they're getting focused on the food. We're sick of the journey. How much longer will this take? I don't care if we're moving from slavery to freedom. I want to go back to Egypt, where we had plenty of good food. That's literally the mentality. And for so many of us, we feel the same way. But remember, feelings aren't facts. It's okay to feel that way. It's what we do with those feelings that counts. So I understand that I'm not always going to feel like praying. I understand that sometimes I get a little selfish. But when I go through times like this, and again, I'm not even suffering that much. We've got people around the world who are hungry every day, who are starving to death. This gives me a little chance to have some empathy and to realize and remember how good I have it. And I think that's part of this whole purification process that, at least for me, that I'm undergoing right now with the coronavirus. There are a lot of people who are suffering tremendously right now. And I'm complaining because I don't have cake in the house. You know, so for me, that's a bit of a wake-up call. And I pray for the grace to change. I want to change. I want to really stop complaining and focus on the good things that God does for me. I'm healthy. My family is healthy. We've got a house. We've got clothes. We have food to eat. But this is, for me, that part of this process. It's a little painful at times, but it's necessary. So then we're told in Numbers, in punishment the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take serpents away from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Now, you know, that's kind of a brutal second part to this first reading. But we recognize, we see the image of Jesus here. Jesus taking our sins upon himself and being mounted on the cross, interceding on our behalf to the Father, making reparation for our sins, opening the gates of heaven. We see all of that in the first reading. But let me just go somewhere where I don't really want to go here, but I think it's kind of like the elephant in the room right now. We have strayed, all of us. I know I have. I've been ungrateful. I've taken a lot of things for granted. I maybe have been too focused on material comfort in this life, because I make no secret of the fact that I don't enjoy suffering. Maybe I needed some sort of a correction. And I see this pandemic and all that's going on right now. Maybe my appreciation for the Eucharist wasn't what it should have been, even though I would receive Holy Communion every day. I'm starting to appreciate the great gift that I had a little bit more now that I don't have it. So if we stray as a civilization, right, it makes sense that the Lord's going to kind of remind us in his mercy. See, I believe this whole thing is all about mercy. Even though we don't understand why he does what he does, he's giving us a chance to change, to repent, especially during Lent. I think this is a perfect opportunity. And we have to remember that we can pray for an end, and we should pray for an end for this virus, for all of those who are suffering, and really intercede, ask the Lord to have mercy on us as we go through this. And I think we see that in the first reading. I don't see what's happening as being punishment as much as it's mercy. God's letting us know that he's not exactly thrilled with our behavior, all of us, and giving us a chance to change. That's what Lent's all about. So when you look at it that way, this is the perfect opportunity for this. But I would say keep praying. If you tend to complain, if you want to grumble, turn it into prayer. Give it to the Lord because he can do something about it. Don't grumble to one another. That's not going to do any good. It's just going to make everybody feel miserable. Does that sound good? All right, we are just about out of time. I love spending this time with you. I thank you for listening to the program. Please subscribe to the podcast if you do it in iTunes or Podbean, wherever you do it. I think that helps me to get the word out. The more subscriptions we have, the better. Give it a rating if you could. And please, of course, I need your donations. I thank you for all of you who have responded and who are helping me out. I don't want this to go away. I don't want this podcast to go away, even after we get out of the woods with the coronavirus pandemic. And I believe we will. I want to keep doing this each day, but I need your contributions to make that happen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. You go there, you click on donate, and you can donate securely via PayPal. If you want to send me a check, send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com and I can give you the address. Again, I very much appreciate it. You let me know if you need anything. In the meantime, you can count on my prayers. Please pray for me and my family as well. We're going to get through this. Let's hang in there. God willing, I plan to be back tomorrow with you right here on Following the Truth. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. And hang in there. We're going to make it.